This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, right? We're already up to Nun Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah spoke about a Dargash. The Mishnah spoke about a Dargash. And what was a Dargash? The Gemara said that a Dargash, Ula said, is Arsa Degada. It's a bed of good luck. It's for the ministering angel of the house, the protecting guardian angel of the house. But it's not really meant for sleeping on. So the Gemara had a bunch of questions on Ula. One is that when we do Sudas Havra, so everybody sits on the floor and the Avel sits on a Dargash. Why in the world would the Avel sit on the Dargash? So the Gemara says back, well, it's like meat and wine. The whole year you don't have to eat meat and wine. But when a person's an Avel, they have to have meat and wine. So too, when it comes to an Avel, it's talking about a Melech, he sits on the Dargash. So the Gemara had a different question. That from a Braisa, that normally you overturn your bed, but a Dargash you don't overturn. So Gemara says, if you're going to say that a Dargash is a bed of good luck, why shouldn't he overturn it? Didn't we learn in a Braisa that when you turn over your bed, you turn over all the beds in the house? So the Gemara says, that's not a question. Why is that not a question? The Gemara says, because there's one kind of bed that you don't have to overturn. A bed which is miyuchad lekelim. So therefore this dargash, which is miyuchad for the angel that guards the house, is pater from overturning it. So now we're going to have another kasha on Ula. But rather, if you have a question, you should ask the following question. The Tanya we learned in Brayso, Rishim Gamliel Oimer, Dargash, by a Dargash, when we talk about a situation where you're Kaifa Es Hamita, Rishim Gamliel Oimer, Dargash Mater Karbitav. A Dargash, you untie the loops, V'hu Noifel Me'elav, and the Dargash falls to the ground by itself. Now, question: V dargash arsa degadahu. If a dargash is a bed of good luck and nobody sleeps on it, karbitin miyaslay. Does it have loops? Why would it have loops? A bed, the mattress, you want it always to be in the place, so it's permanently fixed. What does it mean you untie the loops? What are these loops that we're talking about? Says the Ran. Go back to Amud Aleph. Noitel Karbitov. Matil Karbitov. You untie the loops. Dahainu Luloisav Bimei Evloi. Karbitov Mi Yislei. Harei Kishar Mita Suas. Isn't it made like any other bed? So basically, we're successful in schlugging up Ula. And so the Gemara says, Ki Asa Rav and Omar, when Rava came from Bavel, he said, She'ilte lahu mirabanan. I asked one of the rabbis, Rav Tachli bar Marava Shmei. His name was Rav Tachlifa from Eretz Yisrael, from the West. Tavashchiach b'shuka detzali. He was commonly found in the marketplace of those who made leather. So he knew about leather. V'amrali, he said to me, Abai dargish arsa detzala. A bed of leather, a leather bed. It's a leather bed. What does it mean, a leather bed? Let's see the Ran. Arsa de Beshuka de Tzali, Ma'av de Oirois, of tanners. Arsa de Tzala, Mita shel Ar, a bed of hide. V'toilin Ritzuais, Besvas Ha'ar Saviv, a bed of hide. And you suspend the straps on the edge of the leather around it. When you want to stretch it, you loop the leather straps by ruchos hamita in the length of the bed. And when you untie it, noifel me'ele, it falls on its own. The hein karbitav, those are the loops. Chadei shlo yiskalkel ha'ar, so that the leather mattress, the leather, so that the leather sheet does not get ruined. Belachas hakarka, in the moisture of the ground. Shlo yihei roshei krav gvoyin miserugoi lamala, because the top of the bed was not higher from the frame above, meaning the legs of the bed were not any higher than the frame. The legs were just as high as the frame. Amar Tanakama, the Eino Koifeyu. The Tanakama says, you don't turn it over. So the Tanakama says that that this kind of bed, you don't turn over. If you look back on Amud Aleph, it says, Dargosh loy haya koifeo, you don't turn over a dargosh, but you tilt it on its side. Why? The reason is because this kind of bed, which is a bed of leather, the legs of it are not higher than its frame. Therefore, if you turn it over, the leather is going to go on the floor, and you don't turn it over. And Rav Shim Gamliel says, that what you do is you loosen the loops that, and you let the leather fall down on its own, and Rav Shim Gamliel, for whatever reason, is not concerned that it's going to get moist. The Kamar Gamliel Dematir Karbita Vuhu Noifel. Okay, so that's the new pshat in Dargosh. It's a leather bed. Itmar. It was learned. Eze o mita ve eze o dargosh. What's a bed and what's a dargosh? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Mita mesargin oisa al gaba. A regular bed, we connect it we rope it over the side. Dargosh mesargin oisa migufay. A dargosh, we string it from within it. Meaning, a dargosh, there are holes in the wall of the frame. A dargosh is a bed where the frame of the bed has loops in it. It has two holes here, two holes here, two holes here, and then you strap it through, you strap it through, you strap it through. So the straps are going through the walls of the frame of the bed. As opposed to a regular bed, you rope it over the sides of the bed, over the frame of the bed. That's the difference. So, we just said, Rabbi Yirmiyah just said, a regular bed, we rope it from on top. Meisvei, we'll ask a question. Kli eitz, a wooden kli, meimas a mekavlam tuma. When is a wooden kli mekavl tuma? Hamita va'arisa, a bed and a crib. Misheya shufein ba'aradag, when you rub it with the hide of a fish. Because that's the finishing touch. It gives it a smooth veneer. Vi'i mita mistareges al gaba, but if a regular bed, you're roping it over the frame, then why would you rub it over with fish hide? You're not seeing the wood anyway because it's covered by the ropes. Lamali shifas ar hadag. Why do you need to rub it with the hide of a fish? If it's roped over, then we don't need it to have a nice shine. You can see the exterior anyway. So now we're up the creek without a paddle. What's a dargosh? A dargosh basically cannot be. It would not be correct to say that a dargosh is a... It would not be correct to say that a dargosh is a bed that you you loop it from within, and a bed you rope it from on top, because then the exterior is covered. Says Gemara, Ella hava hamigufan. Really, a bed and a dargosh you rope it from within the frame itself. Mita aulei v'apuke bebezyane. Buy a bed. You stick it through the holes on the side. Mita aulei v'apuke bebezyane. The bed, you stick it through the holes. Dargish aulei v'apuke be'avkasa. A dargish, you stick it through the loops on the side. That means as follows. All beds have holes on the bed frame. A regular bed, you're looping the strings that hold up the leather sheet through the hole directly. You're sticking the ropes through the holes. However, a dargish, you first put a loop in the holes, and then you rope through those loops. That's the difference. The difference is whether you rope it through the holes or you rope it through the loops. Let's see the Ran. Mita mesagna sal gaba hachavol markiv mal aruches hamita. The ropes ride on the side of the bed. Dargish mesagna sal migufay sheish nekavim barku bearu kaisav. There are holes in its length of the frame. The toichvim behem rashi ritzos. You stick in the tops of the straps. Hatluya isbar. That are hinged in the leather, va'oinvin, and you loop it, va'ein markivin haritzuis, and you don't loop the straps agabe aruchas hamita on the frame of the bed. Instead, you do it through the loops, v'harisa, and a crib arisas tinoikos mishe yeshufein ba'ar hadag kedei lahachle ko aruchas liafoisan. In order to smoothen the sides of the bed to make it beautiful. Lamali shifas aradag. Vare mechusay sein tamid, they're always covered, barashay achavalim, with the edges of the rope, hamisuragin agabe yamita, that are strung on the bed. Aulei v'asuke bebezayim. They go into the holes. Bin a kavim shal ruches in the holes of the sides of the bed. Machnes amoytzi roish achavol. You stick in and you take out the edges of the rope. Ba'avkasa lulois. The rope, the loops tluyin are hinged. Bin nikfei ar kubaisav in the holes of the sides of the bed. Ubehen machnis and roshay ratzuos. And in them you stick in the edges of the straps. Hatluyos besvasoyer. Bisfasar, that are hanging on the edge of the hide. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Ab Acha Amar Rabbi, Mita Shenakli Tel Yoitzin, a bed that the two poles that come out of the bed, if they emerge, if they protrude, basically this is, you know, what the Gemara in Sukkah talks about. A canopy bed. There are two types of canopy beds. You have a four-post canopy bed and a two-post canopy bed. So if the two posts are in the middle of the bed, so it then creates a sloped roof on top of the bed. So you can't turn over the bed. Because, you know, if it's a four-post bed, so there's a canopy that's flat, you could technically flip it over. But if it's a two-post bed and it comes to a point, you can't flip it over. So zoikva v'dayoy. It's enough to put it straight up. And that's enough. In other words, you have to put it on its side. You stand it up. So bottom line, how do we pass it? We pass like the Tanakama, that you don't have to be koifin asamita or shim gamliel, that you untie it and then the sheet goes on the floor. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halacha Shim Gamliel. The halacha is like Shim Gamliel, that you do untie it and then the leather sheet goes on the floor. Zuck the Mishnah. Let's see the Ran. Shenakli Teha Yoitzin Naklitin. Our beis eitzim aruchin, two wooden poles, shema amidin oisam b'mita, that you put it in the bed, echa b'mirasho seha, one on the head of the bed. Ve'echad b'margilos, and one by the foot. U'mufzal en hein v'ras shehen. And they are stripped. They are flattened on their head, on the top of it. And then you put one pole extending from, they're slit on top, so you put a pole extending from one to the other. U'manichin kana mizeh u'mizeh. V'alav parsin hakila on it, you spread out the canopy. V'yesh mechabernoi sam laklitin lamata, some attached on the bottom also. V'hainu shemechubarim v'yoytzim min amita atzma. V'en yachal lechvoy, so you can't turn it over, m'bnei naklitea, because of these posts. M'shamhachi zoykva v'dayoy. Okay, so we continue a new sugya now. If someone makes a neder from going into the city. So a city consists like this. You have the city. Sometimes you have outlying houses. And the outlying house makes it that the city really continues. Anything within a certain vicinity of the city is called Ibura Shaliar. So in other words, if you have, let's say, all the houses are in one area of the city, and you have one house here in the outskirts, another house in the outskirts, so then the outlying houses could extend the confines of the city 70 amos and 2/3 of an am. And then beyond that is the tchum. So you have three areas, the city proper, the ibur shalir, and the tchum of the city. So says the Mishnah, Hanoi d'minayir, if you make a nether from the city, mutar li kanes l'tchum shalir. You're allowed to enter the tchum of the city, the 2,000 amas of the city, v'asu kanes l'ibura. But you can't enter the 70 amah and 2/3 of an amah area. Aval hanoi d'min abayis, one who makes a nether from the house, okay, so that's halacha of a city. The city is a city proper. The city includes Ibura Shalir, but it does not include the Tchum. Avla noid min abayis, you make another from a house, asr min ha'aga filifnim. You're asr from the frame of the door and in. Meaning? Let's say you would close the door. You're usher to enter the area that's when you close the door and within that area is usher. But from where the door hits the threshold and out is considered out, even in the confines of the threshold. So in other words, part of the threshold is considered out, but whatever the door hits and within is considered in. Says Gemara, Minalan di Ibura de Masa Kamasa. I mean, how do I know that the Ibura of the city, the area where the house, the outlying houses are of a city, how do I know that's part of the city? It was when Joshua was in Yerichai. My be Yerichai. What does it mean when he was in Yerichai? Ilema be Yerichai mamish. If it literally means when he was in Yerichai, but he wasn't in Yerichai. V'aksiv Yerichai sogeres mesugeres. Yerichai was totally closed. It was totally sealed. So it must be, when it says Yeshua was in Yerichai, he was Be'ibura Shalir. He was within the confines of the 70 and 2/3 of an Amma. And that shows that's like being in the city. That's like Yerichai. L'shma mina Be'ibura. So Gemara says, well, maybe it even includes the Tchum. Ema afila betchuma. Why don't we say it even includes the Tchum? Says Gemara, haksiv betchuma. It says regarding the 2,000 Ammais beyond beyond the Ibur Shalir, you should measure outside the city 2,000 amos. So the Pasuk is calling the 2,000 amos of the Tchum outside of the city. So we have one Pasuk is calling Ibura Shalir inside, Well, maybe, so you'll ask, maybe it's not talking about Ibor, maybe it's talking about the Tchum. No, the Tchum is explicitly called outside. Says the Ran, Minon di Ibura de Masa Kamasa Dami Elishma, Mino bi Ibura Taych Ayin Amma Vishiraim Shal Yericha Haya Yashiv. He must have been within 70 Amos and a bit of Yerichai. Because Haksiv Betchuma Umadoisa Michosir Amma Tchumoir Chutzlir Mikri. We see the Tchum of the city is called Chutzlir, the Enoi Min Ha'ir. It's not part of the city. Okay, battery break. It's called, the Tchum is called outside of the city. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Hanoidim in Abayas, someone makes another from house. Enoi Aser Elmen Agaf Lefnim. He's only Aser from the frame of the door and within. But from the frame of the door and out, then he's not Aser. Masav Rav Mari, Rav Mari asks, it says, V'yotza ha-koyim in abayis, and the Kohen will go out of the house after he sees the Nega. And if the Kohen, let's say, made a determination that the tzaras is problematic, so he closes the door and he seals it for 7 days, and then afterwards the kohen looks at it again. So the pasuk says, "V'yatzah kohen min abayis." The kohen goes out of the house. Yachal yelech lebeisai v'yasker. I would think he could go all the way to his house across the street and close the tzaras house from his house across the street. How would he do that? I don't know. He would get a long pole or somehow tie the doorknob across the street with a string. Talmud Lomer, no, El Pesach Habayis. He closes it from the opening of the house. He can't close it from his house. He has to be at the opening of the house to close it. I.e. El Pesach Habayis. But if it only said by the opening of the house, Yachal Ya'amay Tachas Hamashker Fiyasker, I would think he should literally stand under the door, under the lintel of the house and close it. Talmud Lomer min habayis. So it says from the house, which means ad sheyitzi min habayis kulay. He has to completely leave the house. He can't do it from the under the lintel. Ha ketzad oymed betzad hamashka fiyasker. He stands beyond the lintel and he closes it. So what do we see from here? We see that what do we learn from here? That he has to stand outside of the lintel because it says min habayis. So he has to leave the house. That means under the lintel is the house. And yet in the Mishnah, if somebody made a nether from the bayis, you're only aser from the door frame and within, but under the lintel is out of the house. And yet, here we're learning, by tzaras, under the lintel is in the house. Look in the Ran. Yelech lebeisa v'yasra yidei chevel arach. You would think you could go home and close it with a long rope. Talmud Loimar, El Pesach Habayis, Demashim Shetzach Lamed Al Pesach B'Shas Hesker, which indicates you have to stand by the entrance when you close it. E El Pesach Habayis, Kloimar, meaning, E Kasei L'chuda, if it would just say El Pesach Habayis, V'loi K'siv Min Habayis. There are two psukim. One it says El Pesach Habayis, and it says min habayis. If it would just say el pesach habayis, and it would not say min habayis, hava mina sheyamid ala skupa tachas hamashkev, I would think you could stand under the lintel. V'yasker, lachi itzrich min habayis. That means you have to leave the house entirely. Shetzarch latzeis chutz la skufa, you have to go outside of the lintel. Shetachas hamashkev, that's under the lintel umida atzur chehachi, from the fact that you it's needed to say, that indicates that under the lintel is part of the house. Alma koshatachas hamashkif. This shows anything that's under the lintel, afal pi shumino agaf lachutz, even though it's outside of the door frame, have a bechlal bayis. Not like the Mishnah. From the Mishnah, we learn that only from the door frame and within. But here we're saying even from the door frame and without, under the lintel, is out of the house. I'm sorry, under the lintel is considered part of the house. Says the Gemara. Now, the question has already been found, meaning we see that under the lintel is considered inside the house. Not like the Mishnah that from the door frame and out is outside of the house. But we're going to quote the continuation of the Braisa, even though we already have come up with our question. Uminayin shem halach lebeisei v'hisker. But how do I know if b'di'eved he closed the door from across the street from his house, or let's say he stood under the lintel and he closed it, she'as geroi musgar, that it's considered a valid locking up. Talmud Leimer v'hisker sabayis. It says he locks the house mikol makom. As long as he seals it, it works. Even though technically he should not do it across the street, he should not do it under the lintel. But if he violated either of those, it's effective. The bottom line is we see that under the lintel is considered in the house, not like the Mishnah that only from the door frame and within is in the house. Says Gemara, it's not a question. Shani gabe bayis by tsaras. The house of tsaras is different. Dechsiv min habayis. It says from the house. It's an extra phraseology. It says extra words from the house. Ad sheyetz min habayis kula, until he leaves the entire house. Really, under the lintel is out of the house. So, really, it's out of the house. But from the fact that it says min habayis, that it means you have to be totally out of the house, says the Ran. Shani gabi bayis, l'chsiv krom min habayis. It says an extra pasuk from the house. Ad sheyetze min habayis kula, until you emerge from the whole house. Dekimen dekasav rachmano min habayis. Since the merciful one said from the house, these words, yisera, they're extra l'rabuye, to include yitzia acheres, another leaving. Asa, that's what it's coming for. V'hainu sheyetze mikol ma'ashatachas hamashkef. That is, you should go out from anything under the lintel. D'ha iloik siv min habayis. If it wouldn't say from the house, ela v'yotza ha-koyin el pesach habayis, the koyin should go out to the entrance of the house. Hava mino do'im etachas hamashkef. Umasker, I would think you could stand under the lintel. Af agav d'chsev v'yotza. Why? Demina aga filachutz kulachutz, outside of the door frame, is concerned out. It's only because it says viyatza min habayis. That's extra that you have to leave completely. And then the Ran adds, umikan la'oysan shenishban lamoid bebayis echad. Those who swear not to stand in a house, from the door frame and within, they're mutter. Min ha'agaf v'lechutz asurin. What's the Ran saying? Let's say somebody swears to stay in the house. So then from the door frame and within, they could stay. From the door frame and without, they can't stay. Okay? That's Daf Nunvav Amud Beis. If you would like to stick around, because we didn't do it yesterday, for interesting little pocket on Daf Nun Hey, then you may stay. And even if you don't want to stay, you could also stay. Okay? Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.